We are back here on Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM here in Winnipeg. Thanks for joining us. My name is Jeff, your host here. You can always send me an email, jeff@tellabandtogohome.com. Visit, of course, tellabandtogohome.com for all kinds of episodes and information and such. And we're working on something new over here behind the scenes. And tellabandtogohome.com will have all the details coming up. And we've also got a mailing list there that you can join and be among the first to hear about this new thing that I'm working on. That I don't know, I'm getting more excited about it all the time. So you know, maybe you want to check it out. I don't know. You can decide for yourself. Anywho, I want to send some love out to my friends over in Germany. We got German request time and. One of the crappiest things about 2020 for sure was not being able to go over and visit my friends over there. But I try to keep in touch as much as I can. And, so like I say, I got this new thing that I'm working on that I'm really excited about. And I send it to my friend Dietmar and say, hey, here's the idea. Here's what I'm working on. What do you think? And he hated it. He said it was terrible. He said, that's a terrible idea. Nobody's going to like that. And it takes a real friend to tell you that an idea that you're super excited about is terrible. So I gotta thank Dietmar and send my love for hating my idea that I was so passionate about. Well, thank you.
Things and the stones. Thanks for the everlasting Nina Simone. Thanks most of all for Spencer P. Jones. Thanks for the songs that rattle your bones. Thanks for getting us through the nights all alone.
down on this porch, singing to myself, with my brother's 45, and I'm putting down this torch, surrender to the swell. I'm ready for the dive. These are the days, the days of heaven, heaven. Picture on screen, we hold each other close, perfect in this place. Of all things I see, I love this thing the most. Amazing in its grace. Like a prairie, locusts gnaw, and the wolves they howl as I feel your breath beneath me. Fists and claws, the blood you draw as you take my blood your own. Cinematic as we crawl across the plains of skin and bone. Nothing left but skin and bone. Clutch of blood kin cords, Marina Vel Susal. We balance on fire, the high above the roar, not afraid to fall. Come on, baby, can we get it any higher? Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Prophet. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio, Manitoba. Manitoba.
Step to the right, step to the left. I'll hold you till the break of dawn. Then you can hang a mirror around my neck, so you don't have to feel alone. So you don't have to feel.
Are you on my side? so life loose. Tried living it, but it's just no use. Bowing out gracefully looks good on you, but it just don't suit me. Push comes to shove, now you on my side. When all said and done, and there's just you to decide, I'm on my way. Will there be you by my side? Are you on my side? Find out if you come around here looking for me. I'll be gone. I'll be gone.
Oh, I've been loving that record lately. It just came out, I think, and I've just been, I think it's great. That guy calls himself Our Man in the Field. That was requested by our buddy Burke over there, and it, yeah, I think that's one of my favorites for sure. Before that, he asked for something from Chuck Prophet, but I felt like substituting that song in there. Hope that's okay for you, buddy. We heard Marathon from the outstanding record, The Land That Time Forgot. You know, Chuck, he's been around so long, and he's got some great records in the catalog. You know, you go back to like No Other Love, and like you think, how is he ever going to top a record like that? And then he continues to do it. Like he's putting, you know, there's not too many people that have been around that long who are putting out their best work right now. That record, The Land of Time Forgot, that ranks real high in the Chuck Prophet catalog, if not at the top. We heard Marathon from that record. It's a beauty. Before that, something from the Drive-By Truckers. I am on a Drive-By Truckers kick, A Mile Wide. They just released these re-releases on vinyl of a bunch of their classic records on New West, and they're this beautiful, transparent with like colors mixed in. Oh my God. I don't even want to listen to them because they're so beautiful. I just want to hang them on the wall, but I will because they're such great records. It's been neat to go back and rediscover some of these great, great Drive-By Truckers records. But we heard something off the brand new one called The New OK, the second record they put out this year. And both of them are outstanding, man. Oh man. So good. Check yourself out some Drive-By Truckers for sure. I see they just put out some live thing on Record Store Day the other day. I didn't get one, and you know how I feel about live records, but I'm on such a Drive-By Truckers kick, I might have to look into it. I don't know. No, I won't, because I bought way too many records lately. Jerry Joseph in there before that. I know Dietmar loves that record, and it's pretty great. It's produced by Patterson Hood and features the Drive-By Truckers. We heard Days of Heaven from the album The Beautiful Madness. That's a great one. And off the top, one of Dietmar's favorite records, Ice Cream Hands from No Weapon But Love. We heard Thank You, and you know, I'm busting Dietmar's chops about hating my idea, but he helped me to make it better by hating it. So, you know, that's a real friend who can help you and be honest about your terrible ideas. And it's better now. That's all I'll say. Okay? I think, anyway. Maybe he won't, but I think. All right, so I want to play you some more great stuff from the year for sure. And, well, why don't we... man, I wish I had a four-hour show. You know, another guy who, we played a bunch of Jim Bryson off the top of the show, and another guy who's had his hands in a bunch of great stuff this year is our pal Winnipeg's own Scott Nolan. You know, it's gotta be a tough year for a guy like him too. No, he's not so much into the touring. So, you know, that hasn't gone away for him so much. But producing, nobody's coming to town to record records anymore, and you can't even hang out in Scott's garage together as a group and make a record these days. It's against the law. So like, what does a guy like that do? It's got to be a tough situation. He's on the Bandcamp. You go to the Bandcamp, and he's got a bunch of great stuff there, and you can support him that way. Hopefully we'll get to see him, and maybe he's been working on some of his own new music. Maybe that's why he's been quiet lately. I don't know. He's got something cool coming up though. Not for a while. The 16th of December, he's going to do a special live broadcast from the Bella Vista, and the Bella Vista, of course, was his home base for many years. He played Wednesday nights there at the Bella Vista, and, I'm sure it really helped him become the great, performer that he is. And the Bella Vista has been sold. Armando, he's finally hanging up the apron. No more Bella Vista special. Sometime before the end of the year, you owe it to yourself to get yourself a Sicilian-style pizza from the Bella Vista. And you'll thank me for it, and you'll wish that you had discovered it years ago. I gotta get in on it. I hear it's been pretty busy down there lately, which is awesome. You keep Armando busy and make him earn his retirement at the end of the year. But in the meantime, Scott's actually got a great tribute to the Bella Vista out, but I want to play you this one, which he snuck out this year. It was kind of an unreleased bonus track that came out on the Bandcamp, and it features Carrie Latimer, which is always a bonus in my heart. And what a beauty it is. Check this out. Scott Nolan on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Need me to leave right now and come and pick you up. I'm in Oklahoma, it's too hard to move. I tried you back and couldn't get through.
He's the talk down in the rain. He's the gamble, he's the risk. Sometimes it's just easier when you got less to lose. There's gotta be something better than this.
Everywhere I go, there's diamonds, diamonds. Watch where you step, there's copper heads too.
Sometimes the answer is hiding.
Ballad of a stranger, just passing through. Mistake, new romance and Sunday cake. Hotel lobby with revolving doors, and that lonesome feeling like I'd been there before.
He's a river, he's a lake. It was never his heart to break. Standing in the rain, making laughter out of pain, wondering how the hell I'm gonna get.
And everywhere I go, there's diamonds, diamonds.
Watch where you step, there's copper heads too.
Sometimes the answer is hiding. Ballad of a stranger, just passing through. Just passing through.
Hi, this is William Prince, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
You can sit by the ocean, but that won't make you into a shell. Be the first there on Sunday, that don't mean one day heaven's there. But faith without action is just spinning, no traction, what the hell. Like a life with no dream is just waking and sleeping till you're dead. And we're all just first you crawl, then you walk, walk, then you run, crashing things now and then. All too close to the sun, generation now, burning the tips of our wings. We're all just old souls, in between the old souls. You live for the moment, or dwell for atonement in disguise. Author your fate or lay down and don't even try. But direction and hunger will one day uncover and align. Purpose and meaning, restitution and healing for your time. And we're all just crawl, then you walk, walk, then you run, crashing the things now and then. All too close to the sun, generation numb, burning the tips of our wings. And we're all just old souls, in between the old souls. To the sun, generation numb, burning the tips of our wings. It's just the push and the pull, the yell and the whisper, hallucination of time, the concept of distance and some old, 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 old souls. Yeah, we're all just old, 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 old souls.
Statue of Liberty on Gallatin Road, bent down low beneath a heavy load of a sign saying prayer is our only hope, tweaking like a tin can in a bicycle spur. But it's a mean old world and nothing good can last.
trust all others, pay cash. It's a tough hammer to swing, tough hammer to swing. Deep down in the dirt you can hear them sing. Deep down in a mirror with a powerful thirst, looking for hell or easy money, whichever comes first. But no one tips the undertaker just for hauling ass. In God we trust, all others pay cash. Who's driving this thing? Who's driving this thing? When the motor gives out, man, we're all gonna sing. There's a scarecrow in the alley in a wedding gown, and you better have a permit if you're heading downtown. The mayor's drunker than a monkey passed out on the grass. In God we trust, all others pay cash. They're looking for Jesus, they're looking for pills, but he's wrapped in polyethylene and hiding in the hills. They're sleeping in the garden, but the grave's awake. They're putting candles on dogs sitting calling it cake. The first shall be first, the last shall be last. In God we trust, all others pay cash. Yeah. In God we trust, all others pay cash.
Oh, Good Golly, produced by Scott Nolan here in Winnipeg. Coming up on, what's it been, like 2 years or so, almost 2 years since we recorded this? Like I was part of it. I've been sitting on this record for so long, and you'd think I'd be tired of it, but I just, I can't get enough of it. It's so good. It's called Shadowland. It's by Ben Delacour from Nashville, and oh my God, it's so great. In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash, that features Andrina Turin, just wailing away on that song. And man, what a great record. And if you're looking for something to do on Bandcamp Day coming up on Friday, I'm going to be ordering some more stuff from Ben. Now, shipping is stupid. If you buy one thing, and I really want one thing, he's got this vinyl 45 of two songs off the record. And are they songs off the record? I don't even remember. It looks so nice, I got to have it. I got to get me one. But if I buy one, the shipping just makes it stupid. But if you buy more than one, the shipping starts to make sense. So I'm encouraging people to buy either the Shadowland CD, which I think will run you $20, if I throw it in on my order, or I think for 15 we can have the vinyl 45, and I don't mind. I'll buy 50 of them if people want them. So let me know if you want one, and I'll throw it in on my order, so we don't have to all pay the ridiculous shipping. I'm gonna buy that on Friday on Bandcamp Day. Ben Delacour, he's also got that great song "Suicide of Town," which he slipped out later in the year, which is marvelous as well. William Prince and their Old Souls, one of two records he released this year. Reliever came out early, and it's a co-production between Scott Nolan and Dave Cobb, like the biggest producer in the world as far as Americana goes. And between you and me, the Scott Nolan stuff is so much better. It's just, he gets it so much better. We heard Old Souls off that great record. Of course, there's a gospel First Nation record, which just came out as well. And I do believe that Scott produced that thing as well. We heard Scott himself, Ballad of a Stranger there, left over from Montgomery El Dorado, snuck out on the Bandcamp. And boy, is it good. Now, speaking of other guys who have had hands in a bunch of amazing stuff this year, I've decided on a new award this year, not the best record of the year, although certainly deserving of that, not the best song of the year, although there are so many to choose from, but the entertainer of the year, bar none. I've never seen somebody so hardworking and consistently talented and amazing and releasing so much stuff. No, I'm not talking about frickin' Daniel Romano. Why does everybody talk about Daniel Romano's 25 records? There's not one song on any of those records that I would take over even the worst song on any of the records put out by Sean Burns this year. And I mean that there's no worst song on these. Right? He's put out 3 records so far this year. Everyone has been fantastic. There's the Bakersfield Half Dozen, It Takes Luck to Get the Best of Me, and then the Times Change tribute album, or the Times Change fundraiser album, I guess, benefit album. We got a lot of trucking to do. And speaking of Times Change, there's a 4th record that Sean Burns had a huge, huge hand in coming out on Bandcamp Day on the 4th. Times Changed High and Lonesome Club has put together this compilation. It's called We Still Got a Lot of Living to Do. It's a double album now, half of it recorded live at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club, and a bunch of it is tracks submitted by artists. I think there's 29 different songs by 29 different artists over 2 CDs. You can get this thing for $30, and you can either buy it on the Bandcamp on Friday digitally or order yourself up a CD, or if you're in Winnipeg, you just email the e-transfer, Mr. John Scholes, mrjohnscholes@gmail.com. $30, no shipping, he'll bring it to your house, which is pretty amazing. If you need it sent, though, you got to throw in an extra $5. But really, for a double CD that benefits all these artists, and by the way, John's not keeping the money for this thing. He's given it all back to the artists who make the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club as special as it is. So that's certainly amazing. While I'm thinking about clubs that we love and need to support, check out the new merch from the Park Theater, which is absolutely outstanding. I just picked up a hoodie and a t-shirt myself, and I can't recommend enough that you check out the new shirts and hoodies from the Park Theater. They're gorgeous. Really high quality materials, and they're really great. Email Eric at Park Theater Cafe, and that's theater with an R-E, the classy way, of course. ParkTheaterCafe@gmail.com, and you tell Eric what you want. If you can't go pick it up, I'll pick it up for you, because I think these things are so nice, and Eric really deserves and needs our support. So please think about that as well. But back to the guy I was talking about. Sean Burns not only put out 4 records, but he's also got a show called Boots and Saddle over there, which is so entertaining to me. There's no wonder why it's the most popular show in the world in the highly coveted 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. time slot on Tuesdays, is what I'm trying to say. But also, I haven't seen very many shows this year, but I think I saw how many, like 3 or 4 Sean Burns shows, and they were all absolutely outstanding. Nobody entertained me in so many ways like Sean Burns did this year. I love him and appreciate him, and I hope that you'll consider going over to Bandcamp or Sean Burns' website and ordering yourself up some of this marvelous music that came out this year.
Was in college when she got pregnant. She took my credit card and bought a diamond ring. It's funny, 'cause I never thought I'd see her again after the last time that she swore she'd left. But it's hard when the people that you love are acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline. Hear the phone call ringing just the other day.
Daddy, how come you gotta work so far away? Moved out there cause the money was quick. The houses are cheap and the schools are good. Yeah, but it's hard when the people that you love are acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline. Truck up to the Timberland Hotel. I had a burger and a beer and some off sale. Throw the case in the back, but I popped one quick. Ain't nothing tastes as good as the very first sip. But it's hard when the people that you love are acting mean, breathing fire all over your gasoline. You love start acting mean, breathing fire all over your gas hub. Molly was in college when she got pregnant. She took my credit card and bought a diamond.
Mr. Leaves there, Grant Davidson, from the latest Slow Leaves record, Shelf Life, which is absolutely outstanding, and another one of those records released at just the worst time. Can you imagine pouring your heart and soul into making a record and then having the whole world shut down right when it's ready to go? He had a whole bunch of touring ready to go, and the rug pulled out from under him. So I suspect that not nearly enough people have heard that record. It's called Shelf Life. It's absolutely wonderful. That's called Miss You from that record. And I encourage you to order up a copy. I know early on in this whole pandemic thing, I picked up a bunch of copies and delivered a bunch to friends. And I'd be glad to do it again. If you need a Slow Leaves record and you can't find one, you let me know. I'll bring you one. We heard Mike Plumin there, another guy who could be in the running for Entertainer of the Year, younger than we are today, from his great record, Lonesome Stretch of Highway. He also released a book this year, which is coming out. Skinny Dick in there from Lethbridge, Alberta, from the album Get to Know Lonesome. We heard Dreamin'. I absolutely love that song, and it's a great record. And off the top, our undisputed Artist of the Year, Entertainer of the Year, Sean Burns. We heard Gasoline from It Takes the Luck to Get the Best of Me. Order some up. Order some Sean Burns, order that Times Changed comp, order yourself some Park Theater merch. Support all these great artists and venues because we need them to be around when this whole thing is over. We got to go. Tell the Band to Go Home is over. We'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Check out telltheband2gohome.com. Go out and buy yourself some music on Bandcamp Day. Stay home, wear a mask, be good, be safe, and we'll see you again next time.